Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Recently, I was kind of going through some websites, and I came to this one site, honey, where I noticed a plaque for sale. It reminded me of one that I'd seen before, but this time, it stirred in my spirit. I immediately knew that I was to write about the things listed. There were six of them, but that was an easy fix to make it seven, because I knew what else I'd add to the list. So here are seven things we can count on. Number one, trust in His timing. Now, I admit that this sounds easier than it is. You've laid your petition, your expectations before the Lord in prayer, and you're waiting. Psalm 31:14-15, Classic Amplified Bible. But I trusted in, relied on, and was confident in you, O Lord. I said, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Here are four important facts to remember as you trust God in His timing. First, know that God wants to bless you. Jeremiah 29:11, New International Version. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Second, as you wait for future movement, remember past victories. Deuteronomy 20:4, New Living Translation. For the Lord your God is going with you. He will fight for you against your enemies, and He will give you the victory. Get a hold of that. He will give you the victory. Third, know that God always hears our prayers and answers. Jeremiah 29:12 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Fourth, while waiting for His timing, know that He will be glorified. Isaiah 25:1, Classic Amplified Bible. O Lord, you're my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you've done wonderful things, even purposes planned of old and fulfilled in faithfulness and truth.
Number two, rely on His promises. God promises us peace no matter what's going on around us. In Isaiah 26:3 in the New Living Translation, it says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. God promises our prosperity regardless of our current circumstances. In Philippians 4:19, He promises, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And God promises our healing in spite of what the doctors say. In Isaiah 53:5, it says, but He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. And then, of course, in 1 Peter 2:24 says, by Jesus' stripes we were healed, meaning it is then past tense. God promises our victory over the attacks of the enemy. In Hebrews 13:6, Classic Amplified Bible. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear nor dread or be terrified. What can man do to me?
Number three, wait for answers. Several years ago, Dr. Robert Schuller wrote an excellent book entitled, Delay Doesn't Mean Denial. While we may not know God's timing, we can absolutely be certain that He will answer us. Psalm 86:7, the Living Bible. Every time I'm in trouble, I call on you, confident that you'll answer. See, not only will God answer your prayers in time of trouble, He will empower you with strength. Psalm 50, verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. The New Living Translation of that verse, Psalm 50, 15 says, then call on me when you're in trouble, and I will rescue you and give you, and you will give me glory.
Hallelujah.
When our Heavenly Father answers our prayers, as He's promised, we're to honor Him, glorify Him, praise Him, because He longs to be honored by us. Psalm 138:3 in the New Living Translation. As soon as I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me strength. Now, here's kind of an interesting thought. The strength God gives you is not that of a natural person, but one of supernatural power.
Wow. Number four, rejoice in His goodness. There are three scriptures that give us seven reasons and more, really, as to why we should rejoice in His goodness. 2 Peter 1, verse 3 in the Living Bible says, for as you know Him better, He will give you, through His great power, everything you need for living a truly good life. He even shares His own glory and His own goodness with us. Wow. And in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10 in the Classic Amplified, it says, and God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. And in addition, we have 2 Chronicles 6, verse 41 says, let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints, your zealous ones, rejoice in good and in your goodness. So here are seven reasons we can rejoice in His goodness. First, God created us in His image and after His likeness. Second, God sent Jesus, His only begotten Son, to save man from the bondage of sin and the eternity in hell. Third, we were sent the Holy Spirit as a comforter and a counselor. Fourth, through God's great power, He gives us everything we need for living a godly and a good life. Fifth, God provides seed for the sower. He also multiplies our resources for sowing and thus reaping. And sixth, He increases the fruits of His righteousness, manifesting itself through active goodness, kindness, and charity. And last, seventh, God shares His goodness, all that goodness, with us.
Hallelujah. Fifth, relax in His presence. Psalm 99, Message Bible. God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you're not.
Mm.
We need to be mentally and spiritually prepared to open our heart to receive what God is sending our way. Jude 1, Message Bible. Relax. Everything's going to be all right. Rest. Everything's coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way. That's a great scripture. When we allow ourselves to rest and relax in Him, something's coming our way. Daniel 12:13, Message Bible. And you, go about your business without fretting or worry. Relax. When it's all over, you'll be on your feet to receive your reward. It's important that we choose the proper time and amount of time to relax, to clear our mental thought processes from the swirl of what goes on in our daily lives. As we relax in His presence, a spiritual and mental clarity will be loosed in our lives.
Number six, rest in His love. Zephaniah 3:17, you don't hear that one very often. Chapter 3, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified says, the Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a Savior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction. And in his love, he will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will exult over you with singing. It's great to know that God is in the midst of us because he loves his people. But we have to tell you this. We thought it was rather cool and interesting that God is rejoicing over each of us. Think about that. So much so that it even says he sings about us.
I love that.
The King James Version says God will joy over thee with singing. Contemporary English version of Zephaniah 3:17 puts it this way. He celebrates and sings because of you, and he will refresh your life with love. So having God singing over us is so much neater and cooler than anything ever shown on perhaps America's Got Talent or in any other concert. It's just amazing to think that the master of the universe sings over us.
Hallelujah. Number 7, believe in his miracles. Psalm 86, verses 8 and 10. 86, verses 8 and 10, New Living Translation. Nowhere among the pagan gods, sir, God like you, O Lord.
I love this scripture.
There are no other miracles like yours.
Mm.
For you are great and perform great miracles. You alone are God.
That is such an amazing
scripture. Amen, it is. We serve a God of miracles. A miracle is the supernatural intervention of God in the problems of your life. By believing in the power of God, we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. At some point in life, we will either be forced to live in the potential of our faith or with the consequences of our doubt. There's no such thing as the surprise miracle. We plan for it, pray for it, sow for it, and yes, we even visualize it. God begins every miracle with a mental photograph. This is normal. Every architect draws a picture before the building begins. The couch or chairs, seat that you're sitting on, right now, someone visualized it before it ever became a reality. You have to visualize your miracle. Write it down. We need to visualize our miracle. We'll say it again. You need to visualize your miracle. Believe for your miracle and visualize it manifesting in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may want to review these 7 things again. They're all really, really awesome.
It's amazing.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.